One day I'll be your hero. 'Rhapsody on Fire.' We have the pleasure to have with us Alex Trapoli. Hi Alex.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. And you? 'Rhapsody of Fire' is that the new EP I'll Be Your Hero that is out now. You can listen to it on stream, you can buy it, you can go and catch it, because it's we're going to talk about this album, Alex. So The album is a compilation of a new arranged Rhapsody of Fire songs. Is it it?
Well, it's first of all, it represents a new single, which will be, you know, contained also in the studio album that will be released later this year. So first of all, we have the single "Be Your Hero," of course. Then we have a special gift, which is "Where Dragons Fly," which was previously contained in the Japanese version of "Legendary Years." So it's a nice bonus track. Then we have two live tracks recorded in Italy, in Milan, and during the 2018 tour. And then we have the ballad of the Eight Mountain in four different languages. So yeah. it's a nice EP.
Yeah, it's an EP. La force de me battre.
Oh, yes, exactly.
That is it. So in French, senza un addio, in Italian, sin un addio in Spanish, and I think the wind, the rain, and the moon in English.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yes.
Why four different languages for a same song?
Well, we just released the English one so far, so we didn't. Those are tracks that are has never been released. And we like to enjoy to record songs in different languages. I think that for ballads it makes really sense. And we started doing the Italian, of course, and then we said, "Ah, let's do also a Spanish version, and let's do also a French version." So when you are in the right environment with the right mood and the right singer, it's really a pleasure to explore different territories and different languages.
Yeah, maybe why not a German version, because there's a lot of Rhapsody of Fire fans in Germany.
Yeah, well, this may be a bit complicated. Still possible, but I want to keep it realistic. We did all Japanese versions as well.
Oh,
yeah! For the Japanese market, we did a bonus track in "Rain of Fury" in the Japanese version.
Yeah. So you released an album in 2019. You released that album. That's the the Eighth Mountain.
Yeah.
And two years after, why an EP? Why not an album? Because you didn't have time to finish the writing of a new album because of COVID-19 pandemic?
No, actually no. It's this EP functioned as a single, but in reality we had so many tracks that we had
eight tracks.
Yeah, we already had it, and we had them recorded and mixed. So there was a lot of talking in the last 2 years what to do with this different versions, and finally we were able to, to make a product which is really interesting. It's just one song. I mean, there's a lot of material considering just an EP, So the good news is that the studio album is done, the mix is done, and the last 2 years. We used to work on this material, so we took the advantage of being forced to stay home and work all the time. At least it is what I did.
Yeah, you say it's an advantage, maybe because it's you didn't have the time to reflect about an album. Because when we have an album of Rhapsody of Fire, we usually wait something very strong, because there's a level of Rhapsody of Fire. So maybe now, because you had more time to work on the album, of a new album, didn't release yet.
I had more time than usual, and I must say that I cannot disclose information right now, but I'm very proud of what what we did, and it's the perfect continuation after the Eight Mountain. And I must say that the mix is astonishing. It's really another level. It's really it's incredible what Sebastian Leverman Seb did with this new album, because if the Eight Mountain already sounded really good, this one is really above. It's surprisingly incredible, the sound, and of course the quality of the songs. The fans will, you know, decide. I'm very proud of it.
When you hear "I'll Be Your Hero," it's quality. It's you know, it's a pure power metal Rhapsody of Fire song. You know, it's catchy. Yeah. It's
yes.
It gives joy.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And it's a combination. The entire album is a combination between music that can be described as a positive, still very intense, very cinematographic, very film music. You know, there are a lot of elements, but in the last production, for the last composition, I tend to be more bright, more positive towards the songwriting.
Yeah. You know, it's very difficult for a band that is here from very, very long time and that made very very, very good album to write for a new one. How do you what is the mood, the formula, the process that you use to record a new album that can surprise always surprise the fan, not hearing even you get the formula, but how do you make evaluate?
It's a hard path, you know, to compose music that first of all I have to enjoy, and it has had to surprise me, and you know, sounds new and exciting for the fans. It's important to have guidelines. So having the guidelines of the story, the guidelines of how the lineup is, and there are many, many different elements that play an important role, you know. The kind of singer you have, the kind of band you have, it's really important to when you want to compose something, you know, so in any kind of music, I think. So I'm driven, I'm excited about writing the music, and being the responsible, the main responsible for the production and the composition and the arrangements, it puts me in a path where I have to be very serious about, you know, and responsibility is very, very high here, you know. So, and still, I always work with images, with sounds. And there's a lot of visual going on. So when you want to compose something new, it's important to have the right visions, you know?
Yeah, because you put the level very, very high.
I try every time to raise the bar, yes.
Yeah.
I want to raise the bar. Yes, okay, this album will be released, the full length studio album will be released later this year, but already the I'll Be Your Hero, it really well represent the path we are.
Yeah, and there's Alex, I know that's maybe it's difficult to speak about it, but there's not only one, there's one Rhapsody of Fire, but now there's lots of Rhapsodies, Rhapsody of X, Rhapsody of Y, and things like this, you know. It's isn't it, how you say it, isn't there the risk to have the confusion for the fans, or maybe, I don't know, it's like, you know, there's a you talk about Milan. Milan AC that plays with one team and another team, but with the same name, you know, but two different two different teams, two different players with the same for the same squad.
I understand what you mean, and yeah, I know it can be difficult to understand, or you know, it can be a bit confusing. Still, I think that after so many years, I must say it's almost 10 years.
Yeah.
That Turilli and myself got you know, separate ways. I think Rhapsody of Fire, the music that we do, is different anyway from the music of compared to any other band. So I keep going. I keep doing what I like. I keep keeping the sound, in trying to improve everything for every production. So I cannot really, be distracted by other bands, but I'm talking in general now. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not listening other heavy metal bands in general, you know, because I mean, as I said before, in the last 2 years, this is all I did in music, all working on this new project. So if I listen to some music, it's a soundtrack or classical music or not heavy metal in general. I want to stay, you know, really focused on what I'm doing. And yeah, to be more specific, the music proposal that Turilli does is anyway different. It has its own approach, composition wise and mixing wise. We are very, very different music planets, I would say, really.
So it's Alex Teropoli who is with us. We remember this EP that is now I'll Be Your Hero, with the song I'll Be Your Hero that will be on the next album that will be released later this year. You play keyboard, but maybe how is it? You compose everything, and after you submit what you compose to the other band members, or there's it's democracy, but there's it's this interaction between you and the other band members of the lineup.
Yeah, well, it depends on the song, for example, because usually. I use a lot of Robbie's guitar riffs and parts, so there is a different area of working. You know, sometimes I compose a song by myself, and but most of the time I like to hear what Robbie has in mind, so we exchange files. Besides that, yes, at the end I choose what I think is the best, and I build a song. Create drums track, bass tracks, and everything, and then of course I build and compose the best I can for any instrument. But of course, at the end, Alessandro Sala will play the bass, but he will enhance the part. He will not just play single notes, you know. He will just translate the part for him, for his playing, and for what's the best for the song. And this is what also works for drums, guitars, and vocals, of course.
And how do you work with Robbie? He submit you some riffs that he like or he invented, and he tell it, Alex, these are some ideas.
Yes, it throws me a folder of MP3. Sometimes it's really recorded very badly, but it's enough to catch, you know, the idea.
Yeah,
he just sent me a lot of stuff, and I choose what I like the most, what I think is more exciting and brilliant, you know, in a way. Sometimes some pieces I don't like it, but when I release it, I use it and combine it. It's really interesting because sometimes it does a really good composition with just playing the guitar. You know, sometimes I have to talk with him. What did you want to do with this series of chords? What's going on here? Is this a solo? You want some singing on? You know, so sometimes we we discuss that, and sometimes he gives me a part which he believes he composed to be an introduction, but I like it so much I use it for a singing part. So
yeah.
I like to modify things, you know, and to yeah, this way it keeps things exciting, and yeah, that's the way we work. And it takes time though, because we don't live in the same town, but usually I go back in Italy and we sit down and we record some demos together. This time it was not possible, but we have a very high speed connection, so we can exchange files as we need.
Yeah. The pandemic changed the way of working. It's because usually, you know, you have the idea of a band that is on the studio all together, finding, you know, rehearsing, finding some riffs, some composition, some chords, yeah, things like that. But now it's finished.
No, well, it was never like this for us, for this band anyway, because I was always the main composer, and we had approach to write stuff all together. I never had this approach in my life. First with Turilli, we were just sitting down, the two of us, and writing songs and writing everything for everybody, you know. At the end, it always worked. For me, it really works like that. And unless I'm with my brother or with Robbie, so we are really, if we have a deep friendship, we know each other since I met with Robbie and Turilli at the same time. They were 16 years old. I was 18. So I know them since a really long time, you know. And so I have a very special relationship with Robbie. We really talk about everything regarding the band, and also, you know, having a different approach, you know.
Yeah, and about the music, about the song, about the composition, about the arrangement, but how about the lyrics and the atmosphere of the song?
Yeah, this is what I wanted to say also, that first of all, considering the situation, we got lucky because I could fly to Italy. It was last summer last year. There was like a window where the situation was, according to the moment, it was possible to fly in and out. So I just was lucky enough to be able to go to Giacomo's house, that we recorded everything, and so we could accomplish the vocal recording, the choir recording, all the guests that we had, soloists. And regarding lyrics, yes, it's like I gave Giacomo the freedom to write the lyrics according to the saga, which is, you know, it was created by Robbie with my supervision, and Giacomo wrote the lyrics according to as many songs as we had, and, you know, trying to do a good job. At that time, we didn't know. No, actually, yes, I knew, because it is important also to have a kind of a sequence, you know. So once you also know which is the first song of the album, which is the last one, you know, you can write lyrics in a that makes sense, you know. There is a path to follow through the songs. Though this is not relevant, so relevant for me, but it's what we did. And Giacomo wrote fantastic lyrics, and when I went there to record the song, it was he already sent me demos, so it was really, really cool to sit down, record professionally the album, and everything was written, the lyrics were written, melodies also, so it was a very, very enjoyable work.
Yeah, in this EP, there's also some songs that I think two songs that are live: "Rain of Fury" and "The Courage to Forgive."
Yes. So as I said, they were performing in Italy, in Milano, in 2018, and we recorded some shows, and I found out that this particular event, the sound was pretty good. Performance was good, so I said, okay, I asked Seb to to mix the two tracks, and we kept it there for a while. I mean, I think they were mixed like a year ago or something, because I knew I wanted to do something, you know. And,
yeah,
it's important to, you know, to also to make the fans that were not able to see us, they never saw us live yet, to listen how the live approach is, which I must say it's really different from the album, because the album, everything is so polished and, you know, clear and perfect. And live, I must say, the still there are a lot of elements, because we use orchestral elements, a lot of you know, a lot of different tracks, but live there is much more power, much more volume as well, you know?
And it's, I just say, it's a way to give fans some elements, because now they can't see Rhapsody on Fire on tour. Do you miss the scene? Do you miss the stage?
Well, it's a big break, huh? It was a big break, but yes, I miss the fans. Well, I was working in the meantime, so for me it was okay, you know. And we had to stop the previous tour, but we just had 5 shows to do. We could not finish it, but most of it was done. But of course, we had the last 5 shows, we could not do it, and it was a big disappointment, of course. But from that moment on, when I came home, I just started working, so I used the time to do what I had to do anyway. After the tour, I had, you know, my plan was anyway to go back home and work.
Yeah, and I hope that by the end of the year, when your next album will be released, hope that all the concerts that will come back, and everyone will have this vaccine, and you know, the we can go back to life and to go to see concerts again, and now you will be able to defend a new album.
Yes, I hope that in one way or in another there will be a, you know, an improvement, a release. So I hope that you know, we already announced some shows for France. We will soon add all the dates, all the tour dates for the whole European tour. So we hope that the situation will be good enough to be able to do it, you know, because I'm sure every band that is planning right now to do tour, nobody really knows if this tour is going to happen or not. Everybody is announcing, everybody is saying, yes, we are back, we will be back. But this is still, I don't know, it's unclear. But of course, everybody hopes this is going to happen. You know?
Yeah. Does something change in the music business after this pandemic breakdown? Because, you know, in the last 20 years ago was not like, I don't know, five years ago, you know, bands need now to go on tour or to get money, because now they have to pay to have their album released, and the system has changed from the last year. But now with pandemic, is there something that changed in the music business?
Well, I can talk for myself.
Yeah.
Besides not being able to play shows, I work so much, like being in this limbo. And so, you know, for me, it didn't change so much, at least for now, you know, because we must see in the future how things are going, you know. And I understand for new bands, it's more difficult, you know. We, as Rhapsody of Fire, we established our music and, you know, our name since many, many years, so maybe for that we are a little bit more comfortable. But sure, we, you know, everybody suffers, every band suffers for Also because now there are every band on the market wants to play, and already 1 or 2 years ago it was already very difficult to, you know, to organize a tour because there are so many bands around. The offer is so huge that it's difficult that every metal fan will attend every single show, you know.
So yeah, it's now, impossible, yeah.
Now that's the problem that for sure we are going to see in the next years, you know. Festival already fully booked, and, you know, every month there are so many bands. On one side, it's exciting because if you think you are a fan, you have the chance to see, save your money and go to see your favorite bands. And on one, you know, this, if you look at that, it's positive. But of course, when the offer is so huge, you have to renounce. Otherwise, it's very expensive.
Yep. I'll Be Your Hero, the new EP of Rhapsody of Fire with a song that's very marvelous. So thank you very much, Alex. It was a pleasure having you with us. We are broadcasting from Tunisia. Zanzana, did you come to Tunisia? Do you know Tunisia?
No, I know Tunisia. I have friends that came there, but no, I never had the pleasure. I never had the pleasure yet.
Even on holiday, nothing?
Never came? Not yet. No. No, I never did. I did travel a lot, but I never had the chance to see some countries like Tunisia. No?
Yeah.
I hope in the future. And yeah, I miss traveling, this I must say, because it's a big part. It's a big part, not only for touring, you know. It's important to, you know, to see different countries, meet new people, and, you know, discover new things. It's important for me, so I hope this will be happening soon for everyone.
Okay, so I hope to see you in Tunisia on tour, on concert, or even on holiday, yeah, one day.
That would be great. To play there would be great. I'm up for it.
Yeah. Okay, and do you know Tunisian band? I don't know.
No, not really. No, I have to. If you tell me, I will search for. I will dig up.
Yeah, you have to know. You have to know Cartagots. Cartagots is a Tunisian power metal band. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Cartagots. Maybe you know Mirath. Mirath.
No.
Yeah, it's an Oriental metal band. Yeah.
No, please don't get offended. But as I told you before, yeah. I'm not listening too much, you know. So.
What do you listen, Alex Trapoli? What do you listen to?
What do I listen? Well, I listen classical music. The last 2 years I've listened to classical music. I discover new people. With classical music, you discover something new every day. So this really helps me a lot, you know. And I've listened to soundtrack and... But still, the time available is not that much. So I've listened for many, many hours the material that will be containing the upcoming album. So not saying that I'm tired of it because I'm proud of it, but you know what I mean, to listen, to work for 2 years on the same, you know, the same amount of songs. But generally, yes, classical music and soundtrack. Of course, sometimes I like to explore if there is a new band or releasing something new. I like to listen what they do, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Karim, thank you very much for having me. And thank you again. And for the fans in Tunisia, I hope we come back one day to play. And thanks for supporting us.
Thank you. Ciao.
Ciao.
Zanzana, l'émission métal.